deep in my heart. I know it, but it's so hard to show it, 'cause it's easier. Easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, sigh to him, tell him I would die for him, and tell him. Although he gives me a feeling that sets my heart a reeling, yet it's easier said than done. Well, I know, I know that I love him so, but I'm afraid that he'll never know. Because I guess so timid and shy, each time that I look him in the eye. They all tell me, sing to him, swing with him, and just do anything for him.
To cry. Those are the Caravels on WPGC from 1963. The Rock and Roll Generation is on the air. The music of 1963 was kind of a complex machine with many unusual records, many pleasant things, and a new dance was invented, known as the Limbo. Chubby Checker, of course, was the father of that. Tijuana Brass came into prevalence that year, as did the Rockin' Rebels with Wild Weekend. Martha Navandellas popped in. The Exciters also popped in. The Ronettes, the Safaris, many other name groups. You'll hear many of them right here. 1963, the Rock and Roll Generation. It's now 12 after 7. A lot of people were very shocked by in the year 1963, mainly because of his voice. He had a giant of a record, too. Keeps on popping up. About every 6 or 7 years is next in sound on WPGC. Known as Dion DiMucci. In 1963, he had a song called Ruby Baby, number 25 on the Hot 100 for that year. He came back in 1964 with Abraham, Martin, and John, and he just told the story of his life to music on a record I regret to say I can't remember the title of. It had to do with drugs, which did destroy Dion for a long time. He was very heavily into the drug scene, from popping his shoot and everything else. But this is one of his sounds from 1963, released in 1962 in December. This is the thing called Ruby Baby.
That I love
the side of Dion from 1963. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Dave Jones from WPGC. Making music till 11 o'clock tonight. Jumping 10 points up the chart. The record after next to present the Bob Gaudio, Bob Crew sound. You know what I'm talking about, and not as entirely up to how hip you were in 1963. Right now, a local man who did very well in the year 1963 had a thing called Jack the Ripper, Link Ray. Gray and his Raymond, yes. Local cat made it big in 1963. It's 22 minutes after 7 right now. Dave Jones playing a song for you. 33 degrees outdoors. Wipeout.
Wipeout.
But here's 1963. Rock and roll generation on the air. Dave Jones at 27 after the hour. Now that's 27 past 7. I'm just so enthused with this thing. 33 degrees outdoors right now. Dave Jones playing songs from 1963.
1963. Two girls for
the parties for a surfer girl. And I'm gonna surf city, cause it's still the one. Yeah, we're gonna surf city.
is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1963.
Hey, hey, punk.
Love ballads were big that year. The musical move continued to move westward to the land of the rising sun. Japanese star Kayu Sakamoto socked it to him with his big hit of Sukiyaki. From the land of the rising sun, music moved to the land of Hanalei, where we met a very, very strange character.
Pop the Magic Dragon.
Thus, Peter, Paul, and Mary in their folk rock sound of Puff the Magic Dragon sowed yet another seed, a seed that was to grow into today's underground sound. Lyrics of the song reportedly had to do with the world of drugs. Peter, Paul, and Mary also laid the seed of the protest song with their Blowin' in the Wind. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation,
1963. Party, I'll cry if I wanted. The girl needed the money. Her father only owned Heinz, you know what I mean?
Original Sound Records invites you to relive precious memories with Oldies But Goodies, Volumes 1 through 10, available now on record and tape. Songs like... Nostalgic trip into the past with these and many other great hits. Don't be fooled by imitations. Insist on the gold covers reading Oldies But Goodies and the name Original Sound Records.
I'm a hitman. I'd sell it all. Waxy, maxy quality music location. Yeah. Got a flick I want you to take in. It's a new MGM release. And Dirty Dingus McGee, now playing at 14 neighborhood theaters and drive-ins. Check the newspaper directory for theaters and showtimes. That's Dirty Dingus McGee. Sounds like a disease, doesn't it? Now playing at 14 neighborhood theaters and drive-ins. You check the newspaper directory for theaters and showtimes. The number two record of 1963 was by Steve Lawrence. It was called Go Wailing Girl. Here's a dime. Call me in 10 years. Then the rates would be 30 cents for a local call.
To be
I belong to someone else, and I must be true.
Steve Lawrence. That was number two in 1963. It's now 21. I Will Follow Him by Peggy March. Number five is Telstar, Tornadoes. Number four, Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton. Number three, The End of the World by Skeeter Davis. Number two is Go Away, Little Girl, Steve Lawrence. Number one was A Limbo Rock by Chubby Checker. And a record that some people now theorize, those that are supposedly, and I put that in quotes, supposedly hip, said that this was a drug record. It was by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and it was called Puff the Magic Dragon.